Hi there. Thanks again for tuning into Northern Transmissions. This week's edition features Matt from the band Caveman. So let's get into it right away with a track off their latest record, Coco Beware. Here's the song, Old Friend. Matt and I from Caveman first talked about the title of the record, Coco Beware, and as well as the process of recording the record, which has so many different musical influences on it.
Well, not lie, I was like one of the biggest wrestling fans ever as a kid. And then one of our next videos coming out is actually all based on wrestling, but we didn't direct it, so it's just kind of a coincidence, I would like to say. But we all obviously love wrestling. I mean, to me, the title doesn't all have to do with wrestling. It's like It has to do with, you know, it's like a mysterious name. And then Coco is like a lot. There's a long story about this Coco character, but it was like a nickname that also has to do with, you know, a few other things. So, but yes, obviously there's a huge connection to wrestling, and I'm a huge fan. My friend Nick and I, one of my best buddies growing up, have many, many videos of us wrestling. And just like, there's so many, you know, like so many broken teeth and bruised ribs when we were kids. So, I mean, it's like definitely there. I was obsessed with it back in the day. I would watch all the behind the scenes documentaries and stuff. It's just the best, I feel like. Such a weird world, but it's all coming back. I think everybody's really getting back into wrestling. I think a lot of us in this band have been in different bands and played different instruments and are coming from different places. And I mean, I grew up doing a lot of singing, but then I got really, you know, I played drums, was my instrument in my last band, and I got really into that. So now coming around to writing the songs and wanting to, you know, just everything that I've had my entire life, but I've been extremely serious about singing, but then I was also extremely serious about drums, so then it felt like that all just wanted to come out in one certain way, and Stefan's the same way. He was a singer in his last band, now he's a drummer, and so now that, you know, it comes out a lot with him too. But I think it has to do with just, I mean, I was at the time listening to like a lot of, I don't know, the sounds on the album come from a lot of different places. I was listening to like a ton of Brian Eno's like old records when we first started, and I knew that I wanted to, in like right in the moment, you know, be in the studio and write an instrumental thing that then would turn into a full song, but was based off of like specific rhythms, you know, getting into like these specific rhythms before you really started thinking of the actual songs. I mean, I guess it was all influenced by just previous instruments that we were excited about.
Great life to live.
Thanks again for listening to Northern Transmissions. I am Charles Brownstein. If you want more information about the show, you can go to www.northerntransmissions.com. We are on Twitter as well at Northern Trans. And if you want some information about Caveman, you can go to cavemanTheBand.com, and they are on Twitter as well.
That's awesome, which is a great label. We're interested in signing you guys. How did that relationship come about?
You know, we had been going back and forth and just meeting with them and making sure it was the right thing. They seemed like they got us the most, and it was definitely like from day one, we were like, oh, you know, if we were going to work with people who, you know, who would be someone we'd be interested in, and they were definitely on that list, like high up, you know, potentially even, they were definitely like number one on that list, and it worked out perfectly. What was nice about it was they were not coming in to try and shake anything up. It seems like they got the vibe, and we weren't going to do anything until it was time to get the vibe instead of, you know, we didn't want anybody to come in and try and put their twist on it.
They have so many good bands on that label, like Dinosaur Jr. and The Walkmen and Spiritualized. You played with any of those bands yet?
Well, my old band, Jimmy and I, the guitar player in this band, have been friends with the Walkmen for forever. I've known those guys kind of got, like, between them and the French Kicks, those guys got, Jimmy and I started when we were like 17, just getting us out playing. And we shared a practice space with the Walkmen, and they hooked us up. So, like, they've been really cool dudes, you know, just in that sense. But the other bands, we've known, I mean, I think we're playing with some of their bands at South by Southwest coming up. I do like a lot of it. I like a lot of the bands on that label.
And that was the track Easy Water. Hope you're enjoying our conversation with Matt from Caveman. Speaking of Easy Water, we chatted a bit about the video, which is quite interesting. I would check that out if you have a chance. And one hardcore fan in particular.
Yeah, our friend Bianca did that. I really liked that video. I think it was like she had this vision of just, you know, these nice looking things. It first started out as this one thing and then it changed into that. And I think she did a great job of just like capturing really nice just images the whole time. That song is really flows to me in a way that doesn't necessarily need a real narrative to it, and I liked how she captured that. When I was a kid, it was like for the first year that it came out, my mom blocked it, but then she realized that was dumb, so she unblocked it. the first year I had cable, so. But it was because I would watch like Ozzy Osbourne and like Marilyn Manson videos, and I'd be like all freaked out, you know, I couldn't sleep at night. So she was like, "Well, I don't want to have to deal with that." So I understood that. But I was definitely into music videos, and like definitely like make songs stand out, you know, and are able to see this image that goes with it that you didn't necessarily think about the first time. I think it's pretty cool. Oh yeah, he's this crazy guy. We're all friends with him, and he's just kind of a wild man. When we first met him, we all just were hanging with him a lot, and then he ended up just getting a hold of it. Like, we played it for him, but one of us left it at his house or something, and we stayed over one night. It was something like that. Like, we were partying, one of us slept on the couch and left the CD. So he started playing it all the time, but it worked out good because, like, people were going in, and then they would start showing up to our shows, and they were like, "Oh, I love the record. I hear it at the bar." His style of playing, it's like 35 minutes long, and his style of playing it would be just put on repeat, so you could literally, in, you know, 2 hours, you could hear it four times, and he would play it and not care that it played four times, you know. So it was wild.
Thanks very much for listening to Northern Transmissions. I hope you enjoyed the show. Thanks to Matt from the band Caveman. The guys are doing a bunch of shows coming up, so you should check their website out at cavemantheband.com for all the dates and news. On behalf of Spencer, the great producer, and myself, Charles Brownstein, we hope to catch you soon. This is the track Vampire off the album Coco Beware.